According to God's word, your bones can be so healthy and strong that they actually rejoice. The Bible says, "All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, yes, the poor and needy from him who plunders him." Psalm 35, verse 10. Now, it's doubtful that the psalmist was suggesting that a person's bones could actually speak, but he certainly was implying that a person's bones could feel great when God heals them. The first Bible cure step for experiencing health and healing for your bones is gaining understanding. The more you understand this disease, the better equipped you'll be to defeat it. God does not leave us ignorant or helpless when facing obstacles in life. He has graced us with the knowledge we need to live healthy, vital lives. As you grow in knowledge and understanding of osteoporosis, this is my prayer for you, taken from the Bible. Dear friend, I hope all is well with you, and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. 3 John, verse 2. You also need to be aware of the many ways God has provided to care for your temple, which is what the Bible calls your body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a price, so you must honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. You see, caring for your body is more important than you may have thought. God wants you to care for your temple so that you can live a happy, joyful, and healthy life serving God. The Shrinking of America. A few years ago, I conducted a physical exam on a 65-year-old woman named Jane. She was a thin blonde with a fair complexion, sporting high-heeled shoes and a bouffant-style hairdo. Jane had not had a physical exam for over 10 years and was very concerned when my nurse told her she was only 5 feet 4 inches tall. She insisted that she was 5 feet 8 inches tall. Even though her high heels and high hairdo made her appear tall, she was really only 5 feet 4 inches barefoot. Jane indeed had shrunk 4 inches in the 10 years since her last physical exam. Although she had no back pain, Dowager's hump, scoliosis, bone pain, or any other symptoms of osteoporosis, after finishing her physical exam, I sent Jane for a DEXA, dual energy X-ray absorptiometry scan, which revealed that she had severe osteoporosis. However, Jane's story has a happy ending. With a good nutrition and exercise program, we were able to reverse her osteoporosis in only a couple of years without any medications. Straight talk about osteoporosis. Osteoporosis, which means porous bones, is a progressive loss of bone mass that leads to decreased bone density. Just how prevalent is it? I'm afraid osteoporosis is increasing at an alarming rate in the United States. When I originally published The Bible Cure for Osteoporosis in 2000, the latest research at that time showed that about 20 million Americans had osteoporosis. Now, just a decade later, with the release of this revised and expanded edition of the book, I'm sorry to report that approximately 44 million Americans...